grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. For this festival of St. Matthew, I have chosen two texts, one from the first book of the Bible and one from the last book of the Bible. First, Genesis 2, verses 8 through 10. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man he had formed. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. And from the Revelation to St. John, the last book of the Bible, chapter 21, verses 10 and 11, chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. And the angel showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most fair jewel. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the streets of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. In the hymn we just sang, a hymn by Adam of St. Victor, who was one of the great poets of the Middle Ages, we find these lines. See the rivers four that gladden with their streams the better Eden planted by our Savior dear. Christ the fountain, these the waters, drink, O Zion, sons and daughters, drink and find salvation here. See the rivers four that gladden with their streams the better Eden planted by our Savior dear. Christ the fountain, these the waters, drink, O Zion, sons and daughters, drink and find salvation here. You and I are Zion's sons and daughters. The rivers four that gladden are the four Gospels written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the better Eden planted by our Savior dear is Christ's Holy Church, of which you and I were made members in the waters of baptism. In this wonderful hymn about the four gospel writers, the medieval poet Adam of St. Victor is using imagery. He's using imagery from the first and from the last book of the Bible, and in doing this, Adam of St. Victor takes us from the very beginning of the story of our creation and redemption to the very end of the story of our creation and our redemption. In the book of Genesis, which of course means beginning, We're told that in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, he planted a beautiful garden in which there were four rivers that watered the garden. And that among the trees of the garden, there was in the midst of the garden the tree of life. All was well. There was no need, no lack, nothing to disturb man's blissful communion with God and the good creation he had in pure love made. But the imagery Adam of St. Victor uses in this hymn not only takes us back to the very beginning of the story of our creation and redemption, this imagery also points forward to the end, which is no end, but instead the eternal fulfillment of all that God intended when in the beginning he made the heavens and the earth, as we will shortly say in the Creed, made all things visible and invisible. At the very end of the last book in the Bible, the revelation that was given to St. John when he was exiled on the island of Patmos, we find not a garden, but a city. And in the midst of the city, not a tree, but the throne of God and the Lamb. God the Father and his only Son, the Lamb slain for the sins of the whole world. And from that throne there flows the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, and on either side of that river, the tree of life. The tree, which points to the tree of the cross, because John says that the leaves of that tree are for the healing of the nations, for healing the wounds of sin. And in that city, the redeemed of the Lord will worship him, and they will see him face to face. And night shall be no more, for the Lord God will be their light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Yes, the imagery of Adam and of St. Victor's hymn takes us from the very beginning to the very end of the story of our creation and redemption, but it not only takes us from the beginning to the end, it also points to what's happening right now, right now. So right now, see the rivers four that gladden with their streams the better Eden, planted by our Savior dear, Christ the fountain, these the waters, drink, O Zion's sons and daughters, drink and find salvation here in the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in which today we find our Savior dear. The four Gospels are the rivers four that gladden our hearts as we find Jesus in them. Jesus who loved us and gave himself for us and now is present for that us in that holy sacrament, which is our tree of life, not in the midst of the garden of paradise. That sacrament which is the center, the beating heart of the church's life, the church which is the better Eden planted by our Savior dear. Today, on the 21st day of September, the Church has from ancient times remembered and given thanks for Saint Matthew, whose gospel is one of the four rivers that gladden with their streams the better Eden, the Church of God. Each one of the four gospel writers bears witness to the Savior in his own unique way. Each one of the four evangelists bears witness to the life and death and resurrection of the one Lord Christ, as each was uniquely led by the Holy Spirit, each one shedding new light on the one Lord as the Spirit prompted him. You might say that the four Gospels are like one magnificent diamond with four facets. Each facet of the same diamond shedding its own unique and brilliant light. The wonderful hymn we sang at the beginning of the divine service expresses this in a memorable way when it says, in one harmonious witness the chosen four combine, while each his own commission fulfills in every line. In one harmonious witness, the chosen four combine, while each his own commission fulfills in every line. Today, we thank God for St. Matthew's inspired witness to our Savior. St. Matthew's Gospel has been called the Gospel of Emmanuel. The Gospel of Emmanuel. Because it both begins and ends with Emmanuel, God with us. At the very beginning of his gospel, right after he gives Christ's genealogy, St. Matthew tells of how the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. And after telling Joseph that the child to be born to Mary would be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins, the name Jesus means the Lord saves. Matthew hastens to add, now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And just as St. Matthew's gospel begins with Emmanuel, so it ends when Matthew tells us that after the risen Lord had sent the disciples, the apostles, to make disciples of all nations, he also gave them this promise. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Lo, I am with you always. And when Jesus says, I am with you always, he is in effect saying, I am your Emmanuel, God with you, even to the end of the world. And so as we keep St. Matthew's Day, we give thanks for Matthew's witness to Emmanuel, God with us, and pray that just as the Lord Christ is with us, even to the end of the world, so we may by faith and hope and love continue to be with him until finally, by his mercy, we see him with St. Matthew and all the saints in light. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible.